Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Early release for the woman convicted in the texting suicide case and the official coroner report in the death of Juice WRLD. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Nick Cannon responds to the Disney star who claims he had a sexual relationship with him, and it's not what you'd expect.
Leroy has your sports.
And it's not even a little bit funny anymore. Antonio Brown needs help.
But first, Michelle Carter, who was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in the texting suicide case, is expected to be released early. Carter spent less than a year behind bars in Bristol County Jail after being ordered last February to serve 15 months in jail in connection with the death of Conrad Roy III. She is getting out today. Roy's family says that they are trying not to focus on Carter, but are working on passing Conrad's law, which would make it illegal to coerce someone who you know is vulnerable to suicide. The bill calls for a punishment of up to 5 years in prison. Well, the coroner's report on the death of Juice WRLD has been released, and it says that he died from an accidental drug overdose. The coroner ruled that the 21-year-old had a toxic level of oxycodone and codeine in his system when he died in December. He had suffered a medical emergency at the airport after getting off a private jet, was rushed to the hospital, and pronounced dead.
I still see shadows in my room. But
I know you love that song, Pebbles.
Oh, I do.
God. Rip.
Also, she told me put her heart in a bag and nobody gets hurt. I'm still sad.
Me too. And then hearing that Mr. Peanut's gonna die, it's like, stop.
104
stop,
years
stop
old.
Stop taking him away from me.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Jessica Simpson was sexually abused as a young girl, which led to an addiction to alcohol and stimulants. All this she reveals in her new book. It's called Open Book. And in published excerpts, Jessica says the abuse started when she was 6. And then later in life came the drinking and the drugs, which got so bad it prompted her doctor to tell her that she was slowly killing herself. It was in 2017 when she says she hit rock bottom and decided to quit. And she did. Hasn't turned back since. She is now married with 3 kids and runs a $1 billion clothing line. And along with the book, she says she's also releasing 6 new songs that'll detail her story.
She got $1 billion clothing line. I'm just hearing about this now, but I hear about
freaking... Are you serious? She's had it forever.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know.
And swimsuits and purses.
She does a lot of stuff. Her and J-Lo, I love both of their lines. They have really cute stuff.
J-Lo has a line too?
Yeah. Oh my God.
I don't buy women's clothes. But I'm saying, my point is they have these successful lines. I don't hear about it. All I hear about is that damn Kardashian girl with the makeup.
Yeah, I mean, like you just said, you don't buy girls' women's clothes, so you probably wouldn't have heard anything about it.
I also don't buy female makeup.
Unless you're walking through right? Kohl's, which I'm not. When was the last time you've been to a Kohl's? Channing Tatum and Jessie J back together. They had started dating in 2018. They broke up a month ago because of their distance and constant working, but a source says they really care about each other and they want to give it another go, and they seem very happy. And a video has gone viral showing former Disney star Orlando Brown saying he had a sexual relationship with Nick Cannon.
Nick, okay, look, fine. You want me to tell everybody? You want me to let everybody know that? Nick, I let you suck my dick, okay? Fine, I said. I let Nick suck my dick.
This dude, he is done. He's gotten so high that he's just fried his brain
he
out.
He needs help, for sure. We're talking about people needing help.
There's a lot of people that need help.
Oh, absolutely. He made other allegations like this in the past. He's had mental health concerns, drug issues. He went on the Dr. Phil show for an intervention after he said he was Michael Jackson's son. Nick Cannon has responded to the allegations on Instagram, but he's not angry. He's not lashing out. He says, I'm praying for the young brother Orlando, even though I don't know him personally. I've always loved and enjoyed his talent, and adding that it's another crucial example of when we allow our young artists to be prematurely exposed by this demonic business and left out to fend for themselves. He adds that we need better support systems for our youth, and we should love and embrace Orlando so he doesn't become another young Hollywood statistic. And if you follow him on Instagram, he's only got a few posts up. Each one is more disturbing than the next. So he definitely needs some help, that's for sure. Here's Leroy with sports.
Oh, you guys better get familiar. Zion Williamson made his debut in the NBA last night. Yep. I mean, this dude could be the face of sports for years to come. The Celtics are showing some focus again. They handled the Grizzlies 119-95, despite despite Jason Tatum going down in the third quarter with a groin injury. Reports are that the so-called Patriots killer, Eli Manning, is going to retire. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
No.
Because we will never forget that he cost us two Super Bowls with the Giants.
Yeah, but see, now Tom Brady will never be able to get that back.
Nah, it's done with, man. We just got to let it go. Same way we might have to let Tom Brady go, but I'm going to keep it moving. Major League Baseball announced that they will use robot umpires during spring training. I don't know how I feel about that.
Think about it. They already have the strikes and balls,
yes,
right?
Uh-huh.
And now you could figure out a way to have the runner have a certain thing on his cleat and the fielder have a certain thing on their cleat. And whoever steps on the bag first on a bang-bang play, maybe it'll light up blue or red to know if the guy's out or safe.
Ramiro, I hear you, but we want to be entertained. And human error is part of the drama.
Okay, well, I don't care what you do to baseball. It's never going to be entertaining. It's baseball. You know what I'm saying?
Unless they do your idea you've had for years to start the steroid baseball.
Yes, exactly. Let everybody juice their brains out, and then it'll be entertaining. Otherwise, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
Well, this right here is not entertaining anymore. Yesterday, we talked about former Patriots wide receiver Antonio Brown being wanted for battery. Well, we have more info today. Supposedly, Brown threw a rock at the driver's moving truck. Then he forced his way into the driver's side of the truck and began to hit the driver after arguing over payment. And then there's a rumor that Antonio Brown, locked himself and has been locked in his house ever since. And now there's an arrest warrant that was issued yesterday. All that, and some still believe that there are NFL teams willing to take a look at this guy. I don't believe it, but that's what people believe, so we shall see. Wow. Nothing locally going on, so as usual.
Rove Hall
on Xbox Live. People hit me up. Somebody tried to clown me last hour for saying I play Tetris. I play it. I am proud of it.
I love
so
Tetris.
So get at me. Thank you, Melissa.
I like watching you play Tetris, too. I actually watch.
How about this, Leroy? You play people tonight, right? Yeah. And what's your game that you're really good at?
Tetris.
You play people in Tetris. And when you beat them, they donate to your date fund.
Please.
Actually, we have somebody who sent us a message who wants his Venmo information because they want to send him money.
Really?
Yeah, I swear to God.
There you go.
I don't know.
Starting, Leroy.
Yo, do you know what it takes to have the people love you that much? Have it on the radio forever.
No one ever gives me money.
That's what's up. I guess I have to look into it, and that's your sports.
All right, your good news today. KJ Upshaw has a very fancy title at a hospital, but just calls himself a housekeeper. He works in the bone marrow transplant unit, and he met two special young patients, Cohen and Keegan. Now, they're both in isolation to protect them from infection. KJ found that both of the boys were really into Legos and felt the need to somehow get them together. They were separated by a wall, but thanks to KJ, he figured out a way for them to connect through the window in their hospital room door. He would also share messages between the two, and Keegan was finally able to go home, and at that time, Cohen was well enough to see him in person wearing a face mask, and Cohen gave him a farewell gift. Of course, a Lego set, and they're planning a play date outside the hospital when they're both well enough. And it's all thanks to KJ for introducing them.
Boston, get up!
The Get Up Crew, Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.